Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the MMA Fan Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Stu and Blake.
Hello and welcome to the MMA Fan Show. I'm Stu Whiffin. Joining me always is Blake Harrison.
Nice.
I'm back at you.
There you go. I was not expecting it at all. That really caught me off guard.
Didn't go as high as you. But I think my elderly vocal cords are spent.
Sounded pretty high to me. I mean, pretty sure most dogs that have listened to this, unfortunately, are now cowering behind the sofa.
It's like startled meerkats, just wondering what's going on.
Look, this is a random little bonus episode that we've only just kind of decided to do because we've just recorded our post UFC 300 episode, which, if you haven't listened to it yet, please go and listen to that episode. We break down everything that happened at UFC 300, which is the greatest card of all time. I've got no shame in saying that. I think that this has kind of come out of left field. There was some news announcements from Dana White at the press conference saying that Conor McGregor is back. He's fighting Michael Chandler on June, I think, 29th in International Fight Week, I'm assuming in Vegas.
And UFC 303?
UFC 303. And also UFC 302 has been announced June 1st. So June has got two pay-per-views. Islam Dustin, Strickland Costa in a five-round co-main event in Newark, New Jersey. There you go. That's the announcements that have been made. We've made no notes. Literally just recorded the post 300. So we're going to try and talk about this just for a really short period of time just to get this out there because we thought it needed a little bit of discussion. So let's start with...
Let's start by saying we are sponsored by Ferocious Fightwear. So go check them out. We haven't got much time today, so we're going to have to be pretty rapid with this, this shout out to our sponsor. But go check them out, ferociousfightwear.com. They're absolutely ace. They do rash guards, shorts, gum shields, wraps, all the stuff you need if you train. So other than that, just get one of them rash guards and walk around wearing one because
Wrap it up, Stu. Yeah? See what I did? Wrap it up.
Conor McGregor is going to be fighting Michael Chandler at UFC 303. Finally, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen?
So here's the thing. We were discussing this a little while ago. I believe it might have been on the Arnold Allen episode, which should be coming out next week or something. Yep. I don't know. Yeah, Arnold Allen will be coming out soon. And we spoke to him about it as well. And I think one of the questions was, obviously it's a bit out of time now, whatever, but the question was, will Conor ever fight again? Will the Chandler fight be made? You said not in a million years did you think Conor would fight again. How are you feeling now that he is, you know, the UFC have said it's official, he's back June 29th. Are you like, I will only believe it when I actually see it happening? Or are you like, oh no, it's happening?
Look, there's two fighters that are the two biggest, I guess, combat sports fighters in the world. That's Tyson Fury and that's Conor McGregor. Now, both of them call out everyone, tell how they're going to fight everyone on the planet. And very, very rarely does it all come to fruition and it all actually happens. And I put Conor very much at the top of that tree. And why would a gazillionaire, like, ever want to fight? Certainly fight someone like Michael Chandler, who's got the potential to just knock your head off.
Look, that's his thing, isn't it?
Like, it is his thing. Well, it's not his thing anymore. He's got lots of things now.
He's got lots of things.
He's, you know, he's now been in the most watched or the biggest grossing Prime film or something. He's broke all records.
Oh, really, is it?
And, you know, people must be that interested in watching because it's shit, but he's that big that...
Well, I'm sure Jake Gyllenhaal's doing some of the heavy lifting
there. Yeah, sorry. That's really disrespectful to incredible Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, sorry. But, yeah, look, this fight, if it happens, I'm all for it. It will make me happy to see Conor McGregor walk back in the octagon because he's transcended the sport.
Yeah.
Does he beat Michael Chandler? I don't think so.
Well, I think he's got a chance to. I think the problem is that there's such differing kind of... It's almost like Apollo Creed versus Rocky or something in the situation where it's like Conor McGregor is on his yachts, he's doing movies, he's at film premieres, he's doing that interview with Jake Paul where he can't even control his shoulders at points and you're like, are you on something there? I don't know. I hope you're okay type stuff. And then you've got Michael Chandler, who's the kind of guy that's just like, I'm just going to go into the gym all the time because I enjoy it. I'm going to go and throw that big ball at the wall because that looks like fun. I'm going to hammer a tire because what else am I going to do on a Tuesday morning? That is Michael Chandler. He's that guy. He will have been ready for this fight for so long. I feel like one person's had like a year and a half to prepare and the other person's going to be on like, I don't know, like an 8-week training camp on a yacht in Portugal. And that to me just worries me for Conor. Having said that, if Michael Chandler fights the way that Michael Chandler's fought most of his UFC fights, he will come out and ignore the fact that he's a very, very, very good wrestler and just throw hands with Conor McGregor. And that is something that regardless of the training camps you've had and how much time you've put into this fight, if you go straight in round one into just a slugfest or a boxing match with Conor McGregor, who for his entire life has been doing that, I think you are running a huge risk. You make it a mixed martial arts fight, you take him down, you do what Poirier did in their second fight where you tired him out a little bit.
We're both coming off losses to Poirier.
Yes, that's true, yeah. And
Conor too, obviously.
Yes, and... You know, Poirier's game plan in their second fight, so the first of the more recent of the fights, he took him down early, he tired him out a bit, and then he sort of had his way with him. And I think that is the way to fight Conor, clearly, because gas tank, we know, is a bit of an issue for him. So that would be the way to do it. But if Chandler comes out in these crazy kind of the way he's approached all these fights, as I said, where he's just trying to make the most exciting fights possible, then I think he could take Conor's head off. But also, I think Conor could knock him out.
Yeah. So. Well, look, Conor's always got that power, hasn't he? You know,
At 170 as well, no weight cut. I wonder how big Michael Chandler's going to look in that fight. He's probably going to look like an absolute beast. But Conor probably will too.
I just don't want to get too hyped for it because I just think when you're dealing with someone like Conor McGregor, you just don't know what's going to happen until... And that's what makes him exciting as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just don't know what's... If it's even going to happen.
What Conor do you think we see? Like, we've seen the respectful Conor against Cowboy Cerrone. We saw respectful Conor in the Dustin rematch, and then we saw the more negative kind of heel turn kind of Conor in the third Dustin fight and stuff like that. What Conor do you think we see? Do you think we get respectful Conor, or do you think we get the trash talking kind of nastier Conor?
Yeah, I think we definitely get trash talking because I think...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I don't. He obviously thinks he can win this fight because he wouldn't have took the fight.
Yeah.
Because he can fight anyone.
Yep.
So he must think this is a winnable fight. I just don't see him being able to help himself. And what I don't like is the. When we first saw Conor with the who the fuck is that guy and, mm-hmm. and all the stuff with Aldo, it was fun and it was funny. And then it just got a bit tiresome and it looked like he'd almost sort of run out of things to say and then he just started yeah. leaning on being a bit more nasty.
I don't think his shtick got tiresome. I think his shtick changed.
Mm.
And I think that was what it was. He went from, as you say, he was funny. He was having banter probably in the gym all the time and that was the banter he took into these press conferences and it worked against, as we said, the who the fuck is that guy, against Aldo, against Poirier, even in parts of the Mayweather build-up and the Alvarez fight and all that stuff. And then it changed. So something happened in that Mayweather build-up where he crossed the line a couple of times there. Then he crossed the line with Khabib. And some of the things he said there. And then...
But you've got to look at the big thing that you're missing out on there of where I think everything changed for him around then. He fought Floyd Mayweather.
Because I think he said some things in the Mayweather build-up that were a bit problematic and weren't the best. And then obviously Khabib as well. And then in that third Poirier fight, it was really nasty stuff about Poirier's wife and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if he mentioned his daughter as well, or if I'm misremembering that. But there was some nasty stuff in there.
People want a gobshite Conor. They don't want... Fans don't want him going, how you doing? And being like nice guy Conor. No one wants...
But I don't want the really nasty one. Like, I want Conor coming out making jokes.
But I think what you said there, all that banter he was having in the gym when he was coming through, that was all... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's Conor McGregor. He's a well done himself and it's you just don't know what you're going to get. And I guess that is why we're still talking about him. And he's still getting these big profile fights when he's coming off of, what, 4 losses? When was his last win? Cerrone.
Well, last one was Cerrone, and then it was Poirier losses. Yeah. But yeah, look, he's Conor. He's getting these big fights because he's the huge draw. He's the biggest name in the sport, and he will continue to be, and he'll make the UFC an awful lot of money and himself a lot of money as well. Other fights that
Dustin
were
Poirier.
Announced. You're so happy about this, aren't you?
Mate.
You've been calling for Poirier to be the lightweight champ of the world for a long time now. I've always said he's not got a chance against Islam Makhachev. There's nothing I saw in that Benoit Saint-Denis fight that makes me change my mind. It was a great fight. I really enjoyed Dustin. I just think Islam Makhachev has the skill sets to deal with Poirier all day long. I just don't see how Poirier deals with the wrestling and the grappling and the jiu-jitsu and all that stuff.
So mean.
I'm not mean. I'm just realistic. I'd love to see Dustin win, but I just don't see it happening. Do you genuinely think Dustin can... I mean, I know anyone can win, 4-ounce gloves and all that, but do you see a path to victory here for Dustin Poirier, not just a puncher's chance?
No.
I really thought you would.
No.
I thought you'd be like, he's probably worked on his takedown defence.
I love
Islam
him.
Islam likes to exchange and he can catch him.
But that's the thing. What we saw with Islam is he seems to be very comfortable with his striking there.
Yeah.
And I think if he comes out there and thinks, I might strike with Dustin Poirier, you know, we was all talking about how devastating Benoit Saint-Denis is and the power that he's got. And look what Dustin done to him there, because Dustin's got so much experience when it comes to big events, striking, and we saw him. Yeah, I don't see Makhachev getting into the dirty boxing like that. I think he'll shoot from range like he did against Falk. I don't see him kind of getting into like a brawl like what Benoit and Dustin got into.
No, I
don't think
not.
That's his style. And I don't blame him because he's got strengths that are far greater that do, you know, lay aside of that. But
this to me is just...
want it to happen.
I know you do. This to me is just the filler until we get Islam versus Sarukian in probably October in Abu Dhabi. That's the fight I really want to see. And I think all the dominoes of UFC 300 have led us, I think, to the point where we can get that fight. I think Max fights Topuria. Yeah. Dustin obviously fights Islam. I think, unfortunately, he probably loses. And then Islam fights Sarukian at the end of the year. That'd be the way I want things to... I think things will play out. I'd love to see Dustin win. I'd love to, but I just don't see it happening. The co-main event on that card, we will obviously go deeper into all of these fights nearer the times that they happen. We thought we had to get this news episode out. And the co-main event in Newark, New Jersey at UFC 302, I believe it is Sean Strickland against Paulo Costa in a 5-round fight. There was talk of like this fight sort of happening and that Sean Strickland didn't agree to it. And maybe it was a financial thing or what, I don't know. I wonder how much the rounds played a factor, because Sean Strickland over 5 rounds, there's not many people better. Mm-hmm. Paulo Costa very rarely does the 5 rounds. We've seen him tire out in fights before, like he did with Luke Rockhold. I can't remember if that one was at altitude, so maybe that's the reason why. But Paulo Costa, not always the best in longer fights.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Sean Strickland was saying 5 rounds, Paulo Costa was saying 3 rounds, and they couldn't get to a meeting point until Costa's had to cave, because Sean Strickland at the moment is the bigger star and he's higher ranked and all of those things. So how do you feel about Strickland Costa co-main event 5 rounds? Do you think you're worthy of 5 rounds and all that kind of stuff?
I don't know if I'm that excited about it.
Really, yeah.
Are you?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. I think it's an all right fight. I think I'm way more excited about Robert Whittaker versus Khamzat Chimaev that fight happens. That will be an absolute cracker. I'm quite excited to see Dricus du Plessis versus Israel Adesanya. I'm assuming that fight is the next fight to be booked for the middleweight division.
All make that fight pale in the comparison.
It's actually a really great fight for Costa, because remember, he's coming off a loss and he's now fighting.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The number one ranked guy. So it's actually really, really fortunate for Paulo Costa to be getting this fight. There's a world in which Paulo Costa could have fought someone ranked behind him. Interesting one for sure. But you've got two crazy guys, two guys that will build the fight. Again, Islam and Dustin, maybe the UFC were looking at that and going, look, they're not the biggest trash talkers in the world. Islam actually does give a little bit of underrated trash talk, but he sort of talks in facts and he's just so good that he's like, well, you're rubbish, I'm going to smash you, or whatever he says. But I think that Islam and Dustin might be pretty respectful to each other. I think Khabib really likes Dustin as well. I think he sees him as like a true fighter and all that kind of stuff, and likes the charity work that he's done. I think Islam will take some of that on board, maybe give it a little bit of trash talk, but nothing too major. So maybe that card needs a little boost in the whole, let's promote this card and let's get people interested, and we get some clip-its on social media of people trash talking each other and all that. And Sean Strickland and Paulo Costa, I think, will bring that in spades. I think they'll that really
Costa,
well.
Yeah, but we need a bigger idiot. what we got available? Oh, Sean Strickland, bingo.
Bingo, done. I think those two will go at each other and it'll be fun. Who wins? I don't know. Costa hits very hard. Strickland is hittable, but... He also has shown real growth in his striking in terms of defensively rolling with punches so well and all that. Like, I don't think he's going to get done like he did against Alex Pereira. Again, it's one of those ones. If it gets past that 7-8 minute mark, I think it could be all Strickland. So, again, we will have to wait and see. I don't know if there's much else for us to say. Obviously, you have got to run off and do another podcast.
I have.
One of his other podcasts that he does.
I'm cheating on Blake with another podcast.
Cheating on me.
we should also, we did mention it on the post 300 show, but we should also mention that it was announced last week that Edson Barbosa will be fighting multiple time former guest of the show,
yes,
Lerone Murphy, which is a fantastic fight. And I'm sure as that gets closer, we'll... That's headlining as well, isn't it?
Headlining. I don't know where that is, but I mean, Lerone Murphy's probably
loving the Apex.
Loving the fact that he's fighting Edson Barbosa. Great fight for him, but I'm sure he's looking at the fact that they're in Manchester only like a month or two later, and he's going, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Although if he gets a quick finish against Edson Barbosa, maybe he can turn things around, get over to Manchester.
Get a big fight
in his own backyard almost. So that could be a good one. So fingers crossed for Lerone Murphy when that fight happens. And I'm assuming we're going to see Arnold Allen on the Manchester card as well, because when he was in studio, he wasn't giving too much away, but I think he thinks he might be on that Manchester card. We don't know opponents yet, but check out our episode of Arnold Allen, which will be coming out very, very, very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks ever so much for listening. Thanks for supporting the podcast. Go check out our sponsor, ferociousfightwear.com. Other than that, make sure you subscribe, because Blake said next week you're going to get an episode with Arnold Allen, and he comes into the studio and we have an absolutely delightful chat with one of the nicest guys in MMA.
Yep.
And make sure you're all subscribed. Give us a follow on the socials, Instagram, X, TikTok and Facebook. So probably most active on TikTok and Instagram. So go give us a follow over there and drop us a message.
Yes. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you.